Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, January the 2nd, 2026. How about that? Haven't screwed it up yet. 12 coming up on 13 minutes past the hour here on a getaway Friday night. First Friday in the month of January. First Friday of 2026. Joined in studio tonight by Matt Morgan. And it's a heat wave. It is 85.1 degrees in this studio. And nobody can figure out why this is happening. We've been here for over 2 years now and have never had heat like this in the studio. Something's up. I don't know what it is.
I think the highest it's gotten in the studio has been maybe it is just crack 80, but that'd be like after we've been here like the entire day.
For hours, hours. And now it's like 85 when you walk in.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going on. Something is going on.
Well, there was construction over in the room across from us. Well, I mean, I guess alternatively, they could have just cranked the heat up for some reason.
Well, I think obviously the heat's cranked up because it's cold outside. But they did some construction over there. We had some power issues, and I think they might have done something with the venting over there that's causing this issue.
Because
if there's no way for the heat to get out, this would be the problem.
Get out over there?
Over here, over there.
Well, if there was no way for the heat to get out over here, we wouldn't... Well, if anything, it'd be cold in here.
No, it'd be hot, because the heat... These walls are solid. This is back when they knew how to build buildings. The heat will stay in here, especially if it's continuing to be pumped in.
But if we aren't getting any... But I'm confused here.
The air has to be able to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And maybe there's no place for it to go now.
With the vent blocked off, is that what you're saying?
If they got rid of the cold air return.
Oh, you think that maybe our cold air return is over there?
Well, I know there wasn't ever one in here.
Yeah, I know that much. Yeah.
Yeah. So if they blocked that for whatever reason.
That could
cause it. You know, I guess we could always open up the window. I don't know if the window's locked or not.
That window?
Yeah.
It'd be just a bit difficult. There's a computer there. You gotta, lean over
that. I think we used to open it up.
Yeah, we opened it for a couple of tapings, but I think we ended up having to close it because it would, noise.
We'll see what happens. It feels a little cooler in here now.
Yeah, we got a draft going because we have both doors open.
Well, Bob Welsh was here earlier in the day, and he decided to redo all the pictures on the wall, which was very nice.
Yes.
Because he brought two new pictures, one of all the Upper Crest Society Awards. Three. One of all the Upper Crest Society winners and their plaques, which that's very nice. We've got quite a list there, I should say. And then he brought a picture of the scenes from Groundhog Day, which I'm not particularly thrilled with that one. I'm glad he did it, but it's why I always double-check pictures, because there's a picture from the first time we did Groundhog Day where I'm looking in the wrong direction. And you don't want to be looking in the wrong direction when a picture is taken like that.
You're the only one in the picture.
Well, that is
the
true,
wrong way.
But that's enough. One is enough. And then I didn't even realize behind me now. See, now this looks very egotistical, and I just want to say that I did not do this. Now there is a picture of me in a tuxedo from WrestleMania 2 years ago.
Yep.
Behind, just hanging behind me for some reason. Now, if that from the guest's point of view doesn't look like Ted Baxter egotistical, nothing will.
I think it's nice.
It's a nice picture.
Yeah, it's,
you know?
It's a good picture.
It's a good picture, but people say, well, why is that hanging there?
Yeah,
likes to look at pictures of himself.
You'll have that, I guess, yeah.
See, and it's framed, too, so it's even worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
It's a nice picture.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess you could always just tell the story, I suppose.
To every guest that comes in here, I don't have the time of that.
Any guest that asks, I guess.
By the way, I said this earlier. I don't know. Did I say it on the air? I don't remember. I do want to thank the Marion Star because they ran an article today. I think it was probably from my Facebook post. But so if the go on, you can still get the Marion Star, I guess. There's probably some still available. On the front page, bottom right under the fold, Marion Radio Station WMRN celebrates 85 years on the air. It's a good story, little bit about legendary broadcasters. And there's a picture on the front page of all the legendary broadcasters together the last time we were ever all together in December of 2007.
That's nice.
So right there, that puts me at least 19 years in broadcasting. There's photogenic proof of that.
You could have like a reunion.
Most of those people are dead in that picture.
Wow.
Well, let's run it down here. Let's see what the reunion would look like at this point.
Okay.
Bob Bender, alive. Terry Cole, dead. Buford Russell, dead. George Yoakam, still alive, but not in the greatest health. Jack Kellogg, still alive. He wasn't a broadcaster. I think he was there. This just proves I was on the air when he was mayor. because he was there as mayor. Jeff Ruth, still alive. Myself, still alive. That's the back row. The front row is kind of bad. Charlie Evers, dead. Marianne Michaels, dead. Madge Cooper, dead. Joe Ione, dead. Tom Wagner, dead. Ruth Peters, dead.
That's brutal.
So that's a bad lineup there.
Yeah, that's a rough
one. So the reunion would be Bob Bender, Jeff Ruth, and Jack Kellogg and myself on that picture.
The group certainly dwindled there.
But we all got together back in December of 2007, and we had a wonderful show. That was a show as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I have that show somewhere on tape. It was the first and only time, and also the last time, this group ever got together. This assemblage of broadcasters had never happened before.
So Jack Kellogg was there because of why? Just because he was mayor?
I think, if I remember right, yeah, he was mayor, and I think he made it WMRN Day. I think.
Oh.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, that makes sense, I suppose.
But I was working there at the time, and we were getting close to the anniversary. What would 2007 have been? 1940 to 2007, so 67th?
Yep.
Okay, 67th, and I didn't want to wait for a round number because some of these people were quite elderly at the time. And so I said, well, we've got to get this group together. They've never been together. There's never been a reunion. So this was probably a few days before the 23rd, but we got everybody together.
Is that like past, present, and current?
Yeah.
At the time?
Well, yeah, because Jeff Ruth and I were still there at the time. Everybody else was gone. But, I mean, it went back. Madge was there at the beginning. Joe Ione was there in the 50s. Tom Wagner was there in the 50s, I think. I mean, Charlie came in the late 50s or early 60s. Marianne was there in the 80s. Terry Cole was there 80s till... He was there when I started. I do remember that. But I don't think he was still working there when this picture happened. George Yoakam was a station manager at one point. Ruth Peters was the wife of Joe Peters, who was the original station engineer. So she told some stories. It was a good day.
Sounds like it.
Yep. And then people started dropping off.
Well, you'll have that, I guess.
Right. So, but this is picture now is what? 19 years old.
That's, you know.
So it's not like it was yesterday.
Oh, well, yeah.
But read the article, learn about Bob Mason, and I think the people talked about in this article are Bob Mason, Madge Cooper, Joe Ione, Charlie Evers, and Marianne Michaels.
Is that the one there are two parts to?
No. I think they combined it. Because they dropped out a few people.
Oh.
And then I think just did a whole article on the whole station history. 85 years. That's all broadcasting has been around in Marion, 85 years.
Well, that's not long in the grand scheme of things. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's, you know... No, that's really not long in the grand scheme of things.
No, but you know, it's sad to think that those people, that was a big deal that day. I remember, because I think people realize the significance of how old those people were.
Well, and, yeah. I can.
So there were pictures from that day. There's a video somewhere. Channel 39 came over and shot some video that day.
Channel 39.
The religious channel.
Oh.
He came over and shot some video. What else went on that? I think there... Well, the audio exists because it was a radio show. But it was good.
I'm sure it was. I mean, all those people, you know, they were around.
We were all in one room together.
They were around a minute.
And I remember Panera had just come to town. And I don't know if they were... They had to be listening to know that we were doing this. And they sent over a ton of food that day. I guess to say welcome to the neighborhood.
That's good.
Yeah. So we had it catered by Panera. And then people did call in from the station past, which I thought was interesting.
Like employees?
Yeah. I remember. I think Steve... Did Steve Stewart call in? I think he did. John Quaintance called in, who was Johnny Q. He'd been there a while. There was another person who had called in. I don't remember who it was, but I remember they had called in. And then I remember it was see the things that come back to you. There was a song for Quickie Quiz that had not been played for years, and these three sisters remembered it, and they had also sang on WMRN at one point in their life when they had a music program. And the three sisters, who were now older ladies, came in that day and sang the Quickie Quiz song. And then they sang Happy Birthday to WMRN.
What is the Quickie Quiz?
It was a quiz question you asked every morning at like 7:35. We gave away like oil changes every day.
Hey, you see... That's a good giveaway.
Tire
right
rotation
there.
Or something.
That's a good giveaway right there.
Yeah, I think it was just a tire rotation or something. It was a real weird gift, I remember.
Well, I'd take it.
I always thought the gifts were a little weak for Quickie Quiz. But, you know, whatever.
You wouldn't take a free tire rotation or a free oil change?
Maybe it was just a bumper-to-bumper inspection or something. It was something odd.
Well, I mean, you know, at that point...
Trust me, it was not that high dollar, because I remember we had a certificate. We just used to run it off on the Xerox machine.
Well, that
there
was,
you go.
That kind of seems like a bit of a con, because if it was like, if all they were doing was giving your car a look over and not charging you for it, they're just going to be like, hey, we found all these problems. You should definitely let us fix those.
Why didn't you run out and buy this newspaper today? This is important as the history of broadcasting in Marion.
I didn't know it was out today.
Well, you better stop and get a paper on the way home. Frame this and put it on your wall.
Closed.
Frame? No, they sell them at gas stations. That's where I got this one, a gas station.
The one that, right over there doesn't sell them. I looked.
No, but I bet Speedway sells them. And I got this at Duke on 95, and I know Meyer on 95 sells them. You. This is your lineage here.
Okay.
Because when we're all dead in this picture, nobody will be able to tell the story.
I'll be sure to...
And there's only four of us left at this point.
Yeah, but...
How many people are in this picture to begin with? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and we're down to 4.
That is rough.
The odds aren't looking good.
You gotta get like a comprehensive history. That's not very comprehensive.
It was cold.
It's not even like a full page.
Oh no, the comprehensive history is not there, but it talks about, you know, it's just enough factual where you can't screw it up. Listen, I have so much WMRN stuff at home. It would take years for somebody to go through it.
Well,
it's like the LBJ papers.
Get to it.
Now, I'll have to quit this to do it.
Well,
by the way, this is the anniversary of my start in broadcasting.
Look at that.
I don't remember the year, but I do remember, this dawned on me this afternoon because somebody asked me the other day about broadcasting. I do remember I started on January 2nd because I was in college at the time. I was doing the internship. And I know that we were on quarters, so we would have started back in January. And I know I started, the only day WMRN was closed was New Year's Day. Well, like in Christmas, but they were closed New Year's Day, so I know I didn't start on the 1st. But I know I started on the 2nd. So I do remember that.
So, it's... Today's only the 2nd? That's crazy.
So there you go. But it's at least 19 years.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Haven't run out of things to say yet.
They all keep coming.
But it's coming.
Huh?
Oh, I'm sure one day.
No.
Oh, here's something interesting. Let me tell a story. Earlier on... Okay, do you think people... This appeals to... See, these are the problems I always get involved in, and I really don't understand why. Okay, there I have a acquaintance who likes to write, which I think's good.
Yeah.
I encourage it. I encourage writing.
Yeah, writing's good.
Writing's good. And they used to send me their writings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I would read their writing. I'd say, this is, you know, fantastic, wonderful. You know, I didn't mean it, but I said it because I want to be encouraging. So then, about a year ago, a little over a year ago, they sent me one of their writings. And for the first time, I did not understand. We had a difference of opinion of what the writing meant. Excuse me. And ever since then, stopped. So the other day, I said, do you still write? I mean, because I had not seen anything in a long time. And she, oh, yes, I still write. She doesn't send them anymore. Because I think she thinks I was critical a year ago of her writing. Now, isn't that unnecessary hostility?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you were like, hostily critical, I suppose. But, like, I mean, if you were just, like... I think I probably know the story.
Yes, I think we went over it last
year.
Yeah.
but no, so I mean, I think she should probably, you know, they could just move on.
But can you believe a whole year and she never sent any piece of writing to me? She used to send them over.
She got grudges.
She does hold a grudge, and I honestly was not even trying to be rude about this little piece of writing that she did a year ago.
I remember the... Yes.
Well, just give your overview of what you remember from that.
Well,
just so I'm not skewing it, as some people will say.
Well, I mean that's pretty... it was like a New Year's piece, and then it was sent over, and you had read it, and there, and yeah. I mean, they had basically just... I don't know most of the story, I guess. I don't know the article, whatever. But it basically was like, I didn't do anything big this year, but
right.
But all the small things I did, I guess, culminated into a big thing.
There you go.
And that's pretty good, I guess. And then, so there was a disagreement about that, because I guess, I mean, I did it, I don't know if I ended up reading it, but yeah, the... article itself almost makes it sound like you only get big things or small things.
Right, and that's what I said.
I was like, oh.
I said, I appreciate the small things, even though there were a couple big things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like you can have one or the other.
No, but you know, it was odd and weird that turned into an argument. And now it's led to, I'm not going to send you any more writing.
That's funny. I didn't think it was all that big of a thing.
Well, I didn't either until the writing stopped.
Until apparently now.
Then I realized it was latent hostility that came from that. I still don't... What is the big deal about that? Isn't writing all about interpretation?
Is she publishing these, by the way?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I mean, I don't know. If you're writing to write for yourself, I guess that's fine. That's, you know, whatever.
But how can you tell me...
If you're writing to publish it, and then, if you're going to publish something, I think you almost have to expect criticism. I mean, nothing's universally liked.
But was that critical? I mean,
no.
I don't even understand what I said. Why was that critical?
I think, yeah, because...
I didn't say the writing stunk.
You know,
I said...
Yeah, I think the only thing you had said was just that, you know, you can do both big things and little things.
That's it. and it also sounded to me like she felt her year was not, you know, up to snuff, which I think is what the article was about.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I do remember you reading the ending, and yeah, the ending is, I probably did paraphrase, but when I said that the culmination of all the small things was a big thing, and that's pretty good, I guess, was pretty much what the ending was. Like, you know, I guess that's good, I guess that's fine.
I mean, she just likes to argue.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but then hold a grudge.
Well, you can't hold a grudge.
I don't understand. And then I even inquired. I said, are you still writing? You know, whatever. You know, let's see some of the writing. Let's see it. Let's go. Show the stuff.
has she yet to provide any?
No, no.
Unfortunately.
No, no. She's told me what she wrote about. I really didn't understand it.
That's good, I guess.
Maybe if I had an article, I would understand what she's writing about.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'd assume that'd help.
I don't think that I'm a hostile person. I don't understand why that was a thing.
Well, apparently they thought it was a hostile comment.
Yeah. But you didn't.
Well, I know. I don't think it wasn't hostile.
All right. Phone lines are open.
It wasn't even criticism, really.
No. interpretation. Like people listening to this show, they can interpret how I act. Now, I know what I mean, but it can be interpreted however you want.
Oh, yeah. That's how that works.
That's how it works with writing, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, writing's even worse because there's no inflection of voice or anything. So
that's right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just don't get it. And I know something else that she's doing. She's trying. I think she's made a New Year's resolution.
No, that's good.
Yeah. Well, here's what I believe. This is just my interpretation.
Okay.
To not get angry anymore. Because I've reamed her for getting angry. Because I notice all of a sudden I can say horrible stuff and she will not respond to it. And I just know that she's saying to herself, I'm not going to let him do that. I'm not going to let him provoke me. I know she's doing that. And, you know, listen, do what you want. I just know her too well. And I know that she's holding back.
I mean, yeah, I
trying to take the high road.
You know, 2 days in, good luck with that. I mean,
I just, you know how you can tell.
What do you mean?
Like when you know that somebody would normally say something back to you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they just kind of let it go. Oh no, that's fine. La di da. You know, you just know. All right, go ahead, Colin.
Hi Scott. Hi Matt. Happy New Year.
Hey, how's Christian. Happy New Year.
So, Scott, I was just doing some wondering. You said January 2nd is your anniversary on the air. But just because I deal, you know, I have relatives who I share stories with, and they love to give a range of when they were talking about something just to age themselves just enough, but not so much that they actually do age themselves. So, I'm partially skeptical that you don't remember the exact date of when you first went on the air.
Really? So you think I'm being dishonest by saying I don't know the date?
Or I think it's reasonable to say you're not 100% sure, but like because I feel like this could be really valuable. And I mean, you know when Madge Cooper first went on the air, and Charlie Evers, like, you know, it's well known when they all went on the air for the first time. I feel like a good game would be we try to decipher when that was.
Well, here's why I think that is. See, now, this you brought up an interesting point here that I know about other people's career because I interviewed them. And they did remember it. And it's kind of funny because the other day, I also interviewed Larry King. Now, Larry King has since went on to his reward as well. But Larry King said he always remembered his first time on the air. Now, I don't know if he remembered the date. Maybe he did. But he said he always remembered his first day on the air. And I got to think, he made like one of those blanket comments that you always remember your first day on the air. And I was starting to think to myself, what was my first day on the air? And honest to God, I don't remember it. Now, here's why I think that is, that I know other people's start date, and I don't know my own, and I know I don't remember what I did first time I was on the air. I think the reason is because I came in such a weird way. You know, people aren't supposed to come in the way I came in.
Which was, how did you come in?
Well, mistakenly. See, I never wanted to be on the radio. I've told you how I got into broadcasting, right?
I think so, but I was just the. I remember we were talking about this one time, and you were telling me about how you interviewed Mary Ellen Withrow, and it was very easy to get to her, and she was very willing to be interviewed by a hometown reporter. And you didn't. I think you were talking about, you know, how it's, you know, a few public officials and how, you know, they don't want to be talked to, but the Treasurer of the United States was more than willing to be talked to.
That's true. Well, here's the nutshell. Here's how it started, and this is probably why I don't remember exactly. I went to college to teach. I never took a broadcasting or journalism class in my life. Went to college to teach.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Part about the
Went to college to teach, and as soon as I started teaching, I realized it was not for me. So I saw I think it was a newspaper back in those days, and they had a job as for a reporter for the Marianne Star, and I liked to write. I was an English teacher, and I thought, oh, you know, that would be a great job. That sounds like a lot of fun. But I did not have experience, and I did not have a journalism degree. You needed one or the other to get this job. So I went to the college, and I said, what would I have to do to get a journalism degree? And they said, you've already got a degree. Before you would enroll in a journalism class, why don't you do a 10-week unpaid internship somewhere and see if you like it? Well, because it was going to be unpaid, I called WMRN, and I called the Marianne Star, because they were the only two games in town, and I didn't want to drive a long distance to do an unpaid internship. WMRN just happened to call me back before the Marianne Star did. I said, okay. That's how I know I started on January the 2nd, because it was at the start of the quarter. And just so happens, the one day the person who was supposed to be on air didn't show up, and I showed up, and that's what happened. So I never listened to radio when I was younger. I didn't go to journalism. I never did go back and take a journalism class. I think it shows some days on the air. So that's why I really don't remember it. It all happened by accident. Now, I could narrow it down to about the time period, but I'm not exactly sure. And I couldn't tell you what my first broadcast was.
When you were at WMRN, did you interview Mary Ellen when she was in office?
Yes. So I'm guessing it's probably late 90s. Early 2000s, late 90s. Somewhere in that area.
And then, I feel like there needs to be a Wikipedia page dedicated to Marian Broadcasting, because there are times where, admittedly, there's something that I'm thinking of and I want to listen to, so I'll go on your YouTube channel, because that goes back further than your website does, and it's like, you know, you're on, you know, it was before you were on the station you're on now, and it was after WMRN, and it's like, whoa, like, I've never heard of this station before. Like,
yeah, that station's gone. That station, I don't know where, WDCM, I don't know what, and then I did a stint on television, WMNO. I did for a year. So, you know, that's in there somewhere. But I really couldn't pinpoint the year that I did that either.
What did you do on TV?
That's what the viewers said. What is he doing on television? We don't understand this.
Well, I mean, I guess in a sense you still do. You do a form of TV, I guess. But also it's not TV.
We didn't have YouTube in those days. If you were going to do video, you had to be on real TV. But I don't think WMNO exists anymore either. It was a talk show. It was a half-hour-a-day talk show.
I remember a couple years ago, I was, for some reason, like, internet was out, so I was just flipping on the antenna, and I ended up on channel 39, and they were still doing, I mean, like, you could tell it was antenna television, but it was, they were doing some sort of a live broadcast, which I found fascinating, because in this day and age, I don't know who is tuning in regularly to what's on the antenna, especially when you can pick up pretty much all the channels you'd ever want for free. So.
Well, here's something I do know for sure. I interviewed Bea Arthur, who was on the Golden Girls. I know that I interviewed her, I believe, in 2002. So, it definitely goes back that far.
See, I feel like so often when either I'm on or I'm listening or I call in, you refer to some great interview that you've done, and it's like before you started to do the archives. So it's just in your house somewhere that if we ever wanted to listen to it, you'd have to go out of your way to dig it up.
Well, it's interesting, because pre-internet days, which would have certainly been, you didn't tape, that interview probably exists, I'm going to say probably, but it was probably on a cassette tape. And it was, did anybody take a picture? Maybe. I don't know. There might be a picture, but I don't know. But if it was, I guarantee it was on a throwaway camera. It was one of those cameras. There was no digital. People didn't have a camera on their phone in those days. So, you know, things were different in those days. When you had to use cassette tapes and everything was not digitized and, you know, you didn't have a camera with you at all times. You know, a lot of stuff gets lost. But I have buckets and reams of stuff. I have a big box of cassette tapes that are in the closet. I know that's of WMRN stuff. I have, real pictures, you know, Polaroids, things like that. I know I have those in a bucket at home somewhere. So, you know, like my picture with Betty White, that is probably from 2003, 2004. So, you know, but that only exists as a Polaroid. That's not a digital.
Do you have, cassette players and stuff still?
I think so.
I don't know. I've been, when I go to my grandparents and they have something on VHS or something, it's like, gosh, I wish I had a... Well, I've wanted to watch something or listen to something, I'll go to Goodwill and I'll buy a $10 VCR that doesn't really work and try to watch this stuff because it's so fascinating. I feel like that would be a great project that I feel like would get a decent amount of fanfare the next big anniversary of radio broadcasting, because you're pretty much it.
The last of the Mohicans.
Yes.
Yeah, when you write the article on the history of broadcasting, it begins with Bob Mason and it ended with me. There you go. That's how it went.
And you've got to think about this, too. Are they going to add space in the basement of the Historical Society so your exhibit can go right next to Mary Ellen?
Well, now you've touched on a very interesting point. Because not having any kids and living alone at this current point in time, I do wonder, you know, God forbid I would drop dead or, you know, die in some horrible way, you know, like a car accident or something. I don't know if people are aware that, you know, where everything is. And, you know, I basically, it's interesting.
And I was at my, for Christmas Eve, I was at one of my grandmother's houses, and I remember a couple of years ago, she'd gotten a bunch of old pictures reframed, and she made some comment about going on the back of every picture and writing down from left to right, you know, who was my second cousin once, like, just who were all these people? And I was over at her house on Christmas Eve, and I said, whatever happened to that, you know, are you ever going to write down, because there were probably like 25 or 30 pictures on this wall, it was just, you know, collages and stuff,
Well, that's why I'm kind of happy that this is on the front page of the paper today, because I know this picture was never published. And this little history, I bet this is the history of WMRN or the Broadcasting of Marion Wikipedia page, I bet you is not this extensive. So I'm glad that this exists. I hope people do pick it up today. It's worthwhile.
Now, I feel like there should be some... There's all these articles in the Marion Star about broadcasting and all these pieces on the station about broadcasting, but there's nothing... Are any of them compiled in depth anywhere?
No. This should be you. First of all, tell people you just wrote your first press release, right?
I did. Well, I was thinking you were talking about writing, and I was like, I started my internship at the beginning of the month when I came back from school, and the General Assembly is out until like mid-January, and I had several people there say, you're really not starting at a good time, which that just warmed my heart. It really encouraged me that all these high up people were saying this stuff to me.
Did you write down the date?
It was.
You gotta know the date first, you started.
It was the 15th. Day before we had dinner with Mary Ellen.
Okay.
But, you're doing basic office tasks, and now, my boss says, I would like you to do a press release. This is something I would talk about if I was there. So, over the next 10 years, the one big beautiful bill is cutting, $33 billion in Medicaid for the state of Ohio. But what the Trump administration did to try to mask this cut of, social services, they are sending Ohio $200 million for rural hospitals. Now, wouldn't you think it would have been easier to just not cut the $33 billion in the first place?
Well, you would think so. You would think so.
That's like 65 times. I did the math. It's like 65 times, the original amount. You could fund way more rural hospitals, if you didn't cut all this money. But that was the gist of the press release. And, this could be my start in journalism. I don't know.
Well, it could be, and I think you'd be a tremendous journalist. And maybe you could keep it alive, then it wouldn't end with me.
My dad...
You and Matt could take it.
Major.
You and Matt could take it over when I leave. You could do like a combo.
And it's in my family. My dad was a journalism major.
Here we go.
My grandmother, who was the county treasurer and county auditor, I think she at least took several journalism classes, if not had some sort of a degree in journalism. My cousin has a degree in journalism. So it's not like this is a foreign concept to me. When I was in ninth grade, I did the school paper.
Wikipedia page. See, I don't even understand how to do a Wikipedia. How would you even do that? Because not everybody can have one, can they?
No, and I think, who is the most popular Marion radio personality who has left us?
It'd probably be Madge Cooper.
So I think you could because I know a lot of the Wikipedia editors are based on, did you just read about them online sometimes? Very strict. So I think you might, if you had enough in the article about why she was important, who she interviewed, what some of her big interviews were, you could maybe get away with a Madge Cooper Wikipedia article.
Well, here's the thing. This is why I ask you this. Because I don't know what the WMRN Wikipedia page says, but this should be, this today's newspaper article should be copied into there, because it's a thorough history of the station, factual history. But aside from that, I appear in some people's Wikipedia pages. Now, I did not realize this until recently. And, but they don't know who I am because... You know, it, they're national people. But I'm in there. Like, I'm in Ted Williams' Wikipedia page.
Of course.
I'm on Helen Thomas's Wikipedia page.
Okay.
So, you know, so what do you do with that?
Well, I think the way, because at the end of the day, Wikipedia is a text-based website, so there's a lot of coding. And they do, what I'll notice is that there will be a hyperlink to someone's name, but it's red, which means there's no, it's a dead link. So I think that's, like, that's what WMRN is, that's what WWGH is on Wikipedia, it's their dead link, so it's...
Are we on a Wikipedia page?
Well, I don't think you... I just, it's like radio in Marion County, Ohio or something.
Oh, good.
It's just like... Good. But, yeah, I don't... But the... I think in those cases, like, Scott, I don't think the Wikipedia editors would let you do a... Would let you do a page on you.
Well, I don't think I would do that, because... I think it'd be hard to do it on yourself.
But to find, I think in order to find, you know, if someone was like on Ted Williams' Wikipedia page and was like, who was Scott Spears? You put put it on, you know, your website where I'm listening to the show. I feel like you appear in enough places where it's like, this is an important, you know, significant person who has some significant accomplishments, but, you know, just sort of like, well, you know, I think if you Google your name, it just, like, links to your Facebook page, and, yeah, it's nice, but it doesn't really, you know, it's just how you advertise your shows. It's not really a comprehensive,
well,
I think if you dig enough, it's comprehensive, but, you know, it would be nice, a nice a summary of you and what you've done, and how you, the story you just told about how you accidentally got into radio, and...
Well, here's the thing. Like, okay, like the national articles. Now, I'm sure those exist somewhere, like the AP articles. Like, I know the Helen Thomas interview was covered by the national media. I know the Ted Williams running for president was covered by the national media. I know when Gallagher came to Marion, Ohio, and said he lost all his money and he retired. I know that was covered by the national media. I know that the Harding dog collar was covered by the national media and the reward. I know that Bill Cosby, that interview, doing the interview with him out of prison, was covered by the national media. I know, so those things have been covered by the national media. Mary Ellen's trip to the schools was covered by the national media. Me at WrestleMania, inducting Thunderbolt into the Hall of Fame, that was, I don't think any Marianne broadcaster had ever been on a national platform like that. You know, I don't know. Maybe they were.
I mean, I wouldn't think so. The thing that surprised me is that the people doing NBC or whatever it was, they didn't get you there's the TV recording, but there wasn't. They didn't send you a copy of your speech at the Thunderbolt Patterson induction ceremony.
Well, I think it's on Peacock.
Yeah, but that's Peacock.
Well, Peacock won't be happy to hear that.
There's a college basketball game that I want to watch tonight, but it's on, you know, it's between Michigan State and undefeated Nebraska. It's on Peacock, and I've got to pay, you know, $13 if I want to watch it. Same thing with, you know, the Marion Star. I've got to pay to read. I remember you used to be able to get away with reading. You'd get, like, 3 free articles a month. Now they just charge you right away, which, you know, it's... I know they're making zero money.
Well, I'll tell you what. It is depressing that Madge Cooper doesn't have her own Wikipedia page. I'll tell you that. That is a disgrace and a black eye on Wikipedia, because this woman, if you just read in the article some of the things she did, you know, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
You know, but... it's not like Wikipedia has a monopoly over the page. It's individual users can create their own pages. What's the interesting part about that? Now there are, like, people who sort of decide, is this person worthy of it? But, like, you know, you could go on the Wikipedia, and that's gotten a lot of people in trouble. There was a story a couple years ago about Kevin McCarthy, the former Speaker of the House. His House staff members were removing negative things about their boss from his Wikipedia page.
And well, see, there you go.
And it tracked the IP address to a, you know, House of Representatives IP address.
Well, like Matt, did we find, does WMRN's Wikipedia page, is it comprehensive as this article?
Well, do you want the AM or the FM?
Well, the AM is where it started.
Okay, we'll go to the AM.
Now, the fact that there's an article for both AM and FM seems very redundant.
Yeah, well, FM was music. I guess that's probably, and it started at a different time. That's probably it. But what's the story here?
I mean the history is.
So there is a history there.
Well, I mean, it's from here to there.
Well, is there anything worthwhile in there?
I'd have to read it. 1 second.
But in any event, does it say who started the station? Because that name should be in there. It's in today's article. Oh, see, that's depressing. Does it say when they started?
December 23rd, 1940.
December 23rd, 1940, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
An affiliate of ABC Radio Network.
Now, see, that's wrong. That's wrong.
2 o'clock in the afternoon and not, like, you know, 8:13 a.m. like.
Well, somebody lied on the Wikipedia then.
Now, see, they've already lied. We already found an error in the page.
In its early years, it was an affiliate of the ABC Radio Network.
Nope. NBC.
On
somebody lied.
This must be why my teachers in school would always say never use Wikipedia as a source.
Well, and I will. You want to hear a little fun fact about WMRN? We're about to be done with the first hour, but I'll tell you this fun story. They had this slogan in the 80s, 1490 since 1940, because they were 1490 on the dial, AM. And they started in 1940. So they used that for like 5 years in the 80s. Then it kind of went away. Well,
I mean, it shouldn't, because that's a great slogan.
Yeah, I thought that was catchy. So when I went there, when I would sign off, when I did my news reports for WMRN, or I did an interview, I would say, this is Scott Spears, WMRN, 1490 since 1940. Because I thought it was a great way to tell where you were on the dial, which is, that's all you had at that point. And what year the station started. And then I found out, years later, that when they started in 1940, they were not 1490 on the dial. They were actually 1500 on the dial, and it was like 5 or 6 years into their run that the FCC decided that bigger stations had to be at the top of the dial, so they moved them from 1500 to 1490. So they are not 1490 since 1940, and they were not an ABC station, they were an NBC station.
You know, speaking of the FCC, I've listened to a lot of Howard Stern lately, his old shows, and I must say, I do not much care for the FCC.
You know, they're a difficult group. Let me tell you, I've had my run-ins with the FCC as well.
See, I feel like, because I've seen, like, old ads for radio stations, granted, big city ones, but there's got to be some marketing poster for 1490 since 1940. That'd be the coolest thing.
There might, but you know what? Honestly, that's the problem. WMRN has nothing. When I was there, they didn't have anything. The stuff that I got came as people died and their families would give me stuff, and that's why I have pictures and documents and stuff like that. And people also, because I was interested in the history of broadcasting, they would give me stuff, you know, listeners would give me things. So, you know, it was, that's how I got a bunch of junk like that. Excuse me, not junk. Wonderful memorabilia.
Not junk, Scott. That's like, you know, I've got my, I probably have a nice size Tupperware thing in a manila file folder of all my, it's not political junk, it's political memorabilia.
Well, it's in a closet. Let's put it that way. It's in a closet at home, and it's not all together, because there's a lot of stuff. Hey, we got to go to, stay with us. Keep listening, and we'll continue the conversation after this break. We'll be back right after this.
Address, 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number, 740-225-4495.